Welcome back to Greenbox Gaming. I'm your handler today, Brad. I'm joined by my good buddies that aren't Italian, except for one. And I won't tell you which one.
Guess which one.
Dace, John, and Joe. Welcome.
Hello.
Hola.
See, the thing is that Joe is spelled very Italian.
Way to cover it up. Definitely not sound
Italian. Yo soy español.
we were talking beforehand about how opinionated that Jean is about eggplant parmesan. There's a one way to make it, and there are no other ways.
Man's got big feelings.
Yeah, been big feelings.
I got very big eggplants.
Oh wow! Oh. Okay, it's a family show. Family show.
Is this a family show?
I don't think
if you had to raise,
I thought it was.
What would you?
I've been showing it to kids in the park.
Oh. Oh God!
What are you doing?
I love how much you
teaching them to cook.
I love how much you crack yourself up with that.
Child, who's my favorite child at the park?
No!
Don't answer that.
I'm just kidding, guys.
How are our demographics doing? How are we doing with the 3 to 6 year old crowd? What percentage of listeners?
I just have like a old ice cream truck that I instead of ice cream music, it just blares our podcasts throughout the day.
Wow,
that's the real horror.
A very aggressive marketing strategy. Very aggressive.
Just the intro music on loop.
Some would say ill advised.
I hate children. Y'all know that.
That's right. We all know.
The people that said there's no such thing as bad publicity had not heard about this marketing strategy.
Guys, I learned something new today. Oh, God.
Oh, shit. Well,
I'm sorry, well, Brad. Do you have something for us?
Well, I know. Someone I just saw, this is kind of unrelated. Somebody on Reddit said, loving my confusion. Listening to the new EP, I'm loving it. Confused by the talk of character creation initially, though once I thought about it, love it. We listeners, parentheses me, are just as confused as the players. I paused, I checked, and checked just to make sure I hadn't missed an EP.
No, it was just because we had the character creation episode, but that's going out as a Sandy check before after that episode goes out. Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, that's all it is.
Okay. Well, there you go.
I do like them.
Professor
being like,
Plum.
Yeah, Professor Plum's like, I don't know what's happening,
but
with
I love
this Zimbabwe either. I don't know.
Okay, well, I got that figured out.
So.
Well,
going forward,
we feel
all
the
of our
same
episodes
way.
Are just character creation.
What'd you say, Dave?
Going forward, all of our episodes are just character. We're gonna make new characters every single episode, just for Professor Plum.
And by the way, the episodes—they're not gonna be publicly available, Professor Plum.
No.
They're going straight to your inbox. Straight to you.
We're shutting the podcast down.
Do you think you can make some type of like
endless character creation podcast?
Like just doing characters.
Wow.
Well, the funny thing is how many tabletop RPGs get together enough to do a character creation session, but then never get together again? Like, is there a whole universe of characters out there that got put on paper and never played?
Whoa. That's fucking awesome, man.
And where do these characters live in the psyche? What's the word I'm looking for?
There's something in Sandman. There's like a bar in the middle, like in between time or something, where different people end up on accident for a time. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that
specifically. It's like a tavern where, like, if you get lost, it's like between universes, and you just end up there with a bunch of weirdos for a bunch of other lost weirdos for a little while.
Was that in the very last Sandman?
I don't remember.
I remember him going to a bar to visit the dude he's grant immortality.
That's a different one.
But it makes me think of way back in the day when we were running that in-person campaign at my old house. Mm-hmm. you guys started off in a place that you weren't aware of this, but it was called the Land of Lost Thoughts.
Oh, yes.
It's where forgotten things exist. So that's where all these characters that were created and never got to play, that's where they are, dude.
Dude, like,
that's where they are.
That's where they are. No, like, that was one, I remember that. Like, that was one of the, that was like such a good, that was such a good intro. Jean, you weren't there for it. This is one of the reasons why it was so good. But the, the rest of us who got to experience it. But it was like, it was really, I mean, you talk about it threw us into some really bizarre stuff. And we never got to figure out exactly what it was about. We never got to figure out where we were exactly. I do remember Robert throwing his character off into infinity and dying.
Well, we all jumped
several times.
It started with us falling from a castle that was falling from the sky.
Oh, yeah.
And we all had to jump.
Right, and there's this whole thing where, like, it crashed and we died, but then we're like, oh, it's happening again, do something else, and like we're like, it's like, what is that movie where the guy's on the train and time keeps repeating until he gets it right? Like, it was like that.
Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day, where he's on the train. I think there's a
or the one with, the actually good one with Tom Cruise.
Is that it?
And they're fighting those aliens. No, that's not, he's not on a train.
Oh, I know. That was a very good one. Yeah, yeah. Edge of Tomorrow.
Edge of Tomorrow, that's it.
Edge of Groundhog. Yeah,
there was very much an element in the Land of Lost Thoughts. And, like, everything happened in reverse. Like, when you, what was it? When you walked, you could see the footprints that you were going to make. And you, like, stepped into the footprints.
Yeah.
And it was, like, convoluted. But the idea was, like, everything in that land is a lost thought that's trying to get back to its origin point,
right?
Like the creator of the whatever it was.
It was a wildly good start.
Plus,
we should do something like that again sometime. Obviously, we kind of know what's up with that, but you could use it on a different crew.
If we do that same thing again, we could win.
Yeah, we actually.
How
we do need to talk sometime about when we're gonna do. Dace, when you're gonna do our when we're gonna do your other thing, we could do that.
You know, fuck, man. Now, I don't know.
Dorchester resident in the chat did say, with the rate, Brad is killing you guys off.
Oh,
you know, we might have an opportunity to do something new here soon.
Too soon,
or after today,
maybe too soon. I do not have another character ready.
Well,
I couldn't. This sounds like a good segue.
Don't we have Poop Butt McShit or whatever the other back?
Poopy Butt McGee.
That was Dace's backup character, but he'd probably let you have him if Terrence dies again.
I'd take the Poop Butt McGee any day.
I've grown emotionally attached to Poop Butt McGee.
We did come here, like, for a reason, though.
Thank you, Jean. I was trying to say good.
I'm trying. I'm trying my best.
Shut up, y'all.
Oh, are we playing today?
Oh, shit.
Oh. Everyone quiet. Let's start. All right.
What let happened
think,
last time?
What, right? Let me think of what happened.
Yeah.
All right, so
that's what happened last time.
So let's go back. Brief overview. Normal Delta Green stuff. You're called in. There's an incursion, possibly. Your mission is basically... find out if there's an incursion. Find out what this guy, Colton Thorpe, knows. He stole some crap from a professor at Baylor. You know, kind of gone through this. You captured him, got some information, and he vanished before your eyes in a flash of who knows what. You tried to go find out what he stole. That's disappeared. And all the while, you're being chased by this giant person. And mysterious pills keep popping up. Which... you found out last episode what happened, I think. So, what happened last? Unfortunately, Agent Kelly met her demise, a.k.a. Judith Kellner, by the Humbaba. Killed her with a shotgun. In the meantime, Natalie got shut. Natalia, which I wish you would put your agent name next to your name, Dace. Because I can't remember what everybody's agent name is.
Roll 20.
Roll 20.
On roll 20? Okay.
Gotcha. Natalia got shut up pretty well, too, but she barely escaped with the help of Agent Foreigner Tyler Greenwich. Y'all barely get out of there with the help of a new character, Agent Waterfowl, a.k.a. Terrence Fowler. Comes up in his hot rod just in the nick of time. He was told by your handler, Odin, that, you know, the team might be in some trouble. He's obviously got news of the precinct being destroyed by something. He comes in, swoops up. Y'all get out of there just in the nick of time just to see this Himbaba thing backlit by fluorescent light out of this police station. Y'all kind of go back to the green box slash what y'all's basically kind of made your home base at this point. You try to get Natalia back on her feet, but I think y'all fail a aid roll, and you know, you're like, okay, let's just rest here. Agent Waterfowl says he's going to take the first shift. He calls Odin. He's like, we lost our shit. He comes back, gives y'all the next day some more ammunition and guns, but all he brings is a first aid kit, which y'all can't roll again due to mechanics, but he says, let me see if I can, you know, get some kind of, like, underground doctor, you know, later today. Y'all sleep. You meet up. Odin comes to the hideout that morning. Agent Waterfowl finds some pills on his dashboard in the middle of the night, and I believe Tyler decides, let's just figure out what's happening. He takes a remember pill. To the best of his knowledge, it just gives some weird hallucination where, you know, you were there and you were there, basically. Terrence and Natalia were in this, you know, hot environment, fog everywhere, some kind of hive-like structures. I said it kind of looked like that, you know, when you removed like a ant hole, you know, with people that pour concrete down it and see how big this, like, hive actually is. It's kind of like that, backlit by heat lightning in this mist. You start running away from these weird figures you see, and you run into Natalia and Terrence, and they don't know how they're there. You're like, what's going on? And you notice something strange about their shadows, and you wake up and you're like, this is weird. Let's do something else. You're like, let's go to...
This sucks.
Yeah, this sucks. But anyway, what you find out about Courtney, you got some names. You got the name Yuko, and you got the name Henry Grayson, who you find out is a president of a small bank kind of out in the middle of nowhere, north of Waco specifically. Let me look at my notes. Between Fort Worth and Dallas and Waco, but kind of like, you know, it's not in the middle of a town. It's not in the middle of nowhere. Like, it's kind of off a highway, but the nearest business is like a gas station a mile down the road. So, a little odd placement for a bank. Natalia decides to just shoot the door with her submachine gun, I think she has now.
Multiple times.
Blast it open.
Goddamn right.
That does the trick. You're able to get into this bank. Unassuming bank, you know, wood furnished, carpet. You go up to, presumably, what's Henry's... office, and obviously there's a plaque of him. I'll just drop a picture of him so we have something cool for our little murder board.
Can you grab that, John?
Yeah, I'm gonna drop it in. You know,
oh nice,
maybe a little bit of an older photo. It doesn't have a date, but he's, you know, looks pretty well put together. You're kind of going through his office, kind of ritzy stuff, painting. You find some keys, and you find a 4-digit. Y'all decide to go down. You also shoot his door open, I think, if I remember correctly, Natalia, for whatever reason. And you go to the vaults. You rob the vaults. I mean, I don't think it would be beyond a doubt. Y'all probably, if y'all take everything, there's probably at least $20,000 worth of money.
Excellent news.
So you're rich now. You robbed a bank.
By the way, that's $80,000. That's $20,000 in like '84.
Yeah. So this, y'all are like. You can buy a house, you know, fuck this mission. Just live, go to the Caribbean, live off this.
And it was the Wild West of Delta Green, man.
Yeah. But you put in this code, and this is kind of where we left off. It's a vault that doesn't have any money in it.
It's just got a desk.
a desk with a computer.
A weird computer.
You haven't quite inspected it. It is look a little bit weird. And you're kind of, and a ledger of sorts on the desk. And that's all here. And the desk is kind of like facing, you know, you can't see the front of the computer. It's like facing the vault door.
Right. Well, and
that
and
is
quick,
where we will open up.
And real quick, so the other smaller vaults, like safety deposit box things, we have cleaned those out. We don't need to mess with those anymore. Okay, cool.
Right. And I mean, just to give a layout, you know, there's a main room, there's some offices. Henry's office is upstairs, and then to, you know, whatever, west or east is just kind of full with vaults, and that's kind of where you are now.
Okay.
To the side of the building.
Are there any deadly Himbabos in our line of sight?
Well, let's roll. Roll for Himbaba.
From behind the computers, come standing up.
Yeah, roll just, for Himbaba.
He's with a type, with a keyboard attached
or
to
alertness,
his fingers.
You know, something.
But, no, but it's like the keyboard's really small, so his hands are very close together, and he's wearing a tie.
He just looks around. Mm.
Do you have an appointment? All right.
Or don't roll. What do y'all want to do?
What do you... Like, I'm... I don't know.
Where's everybody's headspace now? Let's go through.
Oh,
well, I mean, as this
let's bog down this gameplay even more.
Let's do it. I think as this thing opens, I mean, like, I assume we've all got like guns out and we're looking around, and Tyler's just like, "The hell is this? A desk? Like, there's no like other vaults in here. It's just a desk. It's just a square room with a desk.
That's what you see without rolling for anything."
What do you guys think?
I don't like this.
Yeah, and Natalia just like pulls a cig out of the pack and lights it up and kind of smokes reflectively, and she's like, "I'm looking for pattern. Why does Zimbabwe show up? Why does it always find us? How does it find us?"
It's always where we already are. Like,
yeah, y'all ran into it twice. Showed up where Court and Thorpe was at Third Precinct and just shot out the place. It had beaten you to the overflow lot where the shit he stole presumably was, but it wasn't there anymore. And he kind of killed everyone in there as well.
Natalia's right, Terry. I mean, like, we need to hurry up. This thing could be on our heels. It seems to always be right on our ass.
What the hell? What this pattern?
I don't know. Tyler's gonna tentatively look and make sure it's not like a fucking tripwire or something. Can I roll some type of basic look around this room real quick before I walk over here and start pulling out drawers?
Yep.
And looking at this computer. Failure. 89 over 44.
You walk in and you're looking around. You get a good look at the computer and this ledger. I'll just drop a picture. The normal notebook, kind of worn. The pages look old.
Did you say old that long because you got distracted, it was very old?
So old.
Well, I just put a picture. It's like, you know, yellow paper in it, kind of loose paper in there, some connected. But you get a look at this computer, and it. Computers aren't. You would know. Y'all would know it. There's advertisement. I think the first personal computer actually came out in 1984. I don't know what would your characters
would have.
I have a picture of
a mullet of Terran says computer science, so he'd be up to date with this.
Natalia does as well. Like, she's plugged into that world, whatever she was doing over in Soviet Russia and computer.
Yeah.
Right. So, it's got wires coming out of it in odd places. There's a server next to it, there's a keyboard, there is a computer screen. It is unplugged, but there is a plug outlet in here. And without rolling for anything, just looking at it, it looks like either someone made a computer it's not like obviously made, not like a standard model, but also as you step in, you see in the corner a camera.
Okay. Out of the way, nerds. Let me plug this thing in.
As we just walk in front of it. But the thing is, it's like, well, Tyler, if they know what they're doing, Tyler's gonna be like, I gotta find this VCR and take this tape, you know, for the camera that's watching us.
Right. Natalia kind of want to do the same thing, but she'll instead just like sit back and judge, like, are you sure you know what you're doing?
Terry,
that blood does not go there.
A computer science.
This is computer science 101.
And he gets a 35 under 60. So he knows how to plug in a computer.
Yeah, you know how to plug in a computer, but you plug it in.
And hack the mainframe.
Turns on. But just by looking at it, you're kind of looking around it, and it definitely breaks some fundamental laws of electricity. There's something odd going on here. Just by looking at how the wires are hooked up and the outlets look strange, that, you know, there's a bunch of wires going out to this, and you're gonna have to roll for sanity for that.
Like, this thing should not be activated right now.
You haven't looked inside of it unless you tell me you have, but just plugging it up and looking at the wires and the inputs, it should not be operating, really. God, honestly.
Is this one of those computers that has a screen that's on when there's no power plugged in? Because that's my trigger.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't power on until you plug it up.
That's a failure.
That's a 1d4 of sanity.
Oh, what are we dealing with here, Terrence?
Jesus,
a d4.
Oh, God, and that's a 4.
This should not work. This is not how computers work. This is. This is not how it works. What is happening?
No. Are you gonna deflect or just take that?
Yeah,
I'll deflect that.
I mean, it kind of makes sense though, because like, he's really good at computers. So like, this is something that he's intimately familiar with, and it's like
works.
Like, do you deflect, Terrence?
Yeah.
I'll deflect.
Well, so like, it's booted up. Like, there's stuff on the screen.
It starts typing out stuff, and it just starts saying stuff like revise, digits, unknown element, digits.
Oh God!
Revise.
Like computer mumbo jumbo.
Oh God, Natalia, I need you to get in here. It should not be switching on. And he goes and he sits in the corner and kind of like in the fetal position, just like rocks himself like it should not be on. He just lost his entire bond with his mother, Eileen.
Oh, Jesus. Really?
Yeah, he burnt 2 willpower and deflected the 4.
So what does that do if you lose a bond, Joe?
You should have had more than two bonds with mom.
I got 3. He's got a score of 4 with Eileen. Wait, maybe I'm getting the mechanics wrong. I rolled a 1d4, got a 2. Is that the deflection?
No, I rolled the d4 for you, okay. And you lost. You need to take away 4 total.
From the bond.
From the bond, and... No, that's your sanity loss. You lost 4 sanity. Now, you need to roll a willpower roll. What'd you roll?
Got it. 2. 1d4, 2.
2. Okay, so you subtract 2 from your bond.
Okay, mom's not gone.
Your bond with mom should basically be your sanity score. Your charisma score, by the way, is what starts out.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Dorchester resident says he saw his mother on the wrong website.
No! Mom, you shouldn't be here.
No!
Why are you in the bank? I don't like you in the fintech space.
What are you doing in there?
So... if you're not going to open it up, did we lose Dace? Are you still there? Oh, no.
Okay,
Dace
still there.
I'm still here.
Natalia will see it's a normal keyboard, but there are 2 keys that have been scratched out, like, you know, like the F1 or some shit like that. And it just, one says query written on it, and the other one says report written on it.
Query report. Remember to forget query report. What's the pattern here?
A report.
Can I roll some?
Huh?
No, I was just gonna say, surely report would be getting something from the computer, and query would be you telling the computer to do something, right?
Mom should not be in the computer. Mom should not be in the computer.
She's inside the computer?
No, she's not.
Tyler, here, have a cigarette. It will calm you down.
I'm Terrence. Fuck you.
It's just way too much for him.
Wait, Terrence? I forget. We run through so many agents in this. Let me roll computer science. Okay, success, 27 under 40.
All right, you have...
trying to detect some sort of pattern here, like using her extremely analytical
mind. Have over 40, you're also going to roll for sanity because you understand it doesn't... Same thing with Terrence, like this is...
Success.
Okay, cool. That's just one sanity point.
All right, noted.
Or unnatural. Listen, so either deflect or pull up.
I'm taking it.
Okay.
What are we like? What is this, guys? Like, I don't know shit about this.
They can't make heads or tails of it.
And it's just continually putting out these like unknown element report.
I don't know.
Report numbers.
This isn't the first time we've seen this, is it? Something functioning that shouldn't be functioning? Or am I getting that confused with a different campaign?
I think it's the first time we've seen anything like this here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Really, the only other things you've seen that's unnatural is
Bills.
Giant person. If you consider that unnatural, he's just huge. And whatever happened to Colton Thorpe, who just kind of vanished from existence.
Tyler's gonna open some drawers and just like whatever else is in there. He's gonna take the papers. Like, we don't have time. He's gonna take them, fold it in half, stick it in the back of his pants. Like,
so Natalia wants to do the same thing, but the equivalent with like, I don't know if there are floppy disks back in the day. Like, can she download the contents of the computer and like analyze it later?
You can attempt to. You have like so.
Does this computer have an 8-inch floppy, receptacle 3.5. Or is it even that?
We're talking about a Commodore 64?
Yeah,
no, that's too new.
That's way too new.
There are some random floppy disks in here, but, and you could put it, but it's like in different spots of the server. Like, it's not, like, on the front. Like, it's, like, all janky together. Tyler, if you look through, it's just more ledgers. And there's obviously this journal there. If you look through the papers, it seems like banking notes kind of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait. Okay, Natalia. Let's hit that query key and hit Humbaba. I'm sure it's not going to be my mother.
It just draws out on the screen one horizontal line at a time. No, no, no,
no, no.
So, such a long time to be horrified. Like, just
the physics game horror.
All right, so... loading your naked mother.
She's gonna query Humbaba.
If you hit the query key, different texts start coming up. It will say, now it says, like, operative 001201 Carthage 1000 AD operative blank, 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 blank. You know, more numbers. Thunder Bay, more numbers. And it'll be, like, saying operative, and then it'll have, like, either something like Carthage. It could say, like, Paris. It'll just like say, keep saying operative and like places / some of the places you might not be familiar with. Some of them you would be familiar with.
So there's no REPL, there's no like putting input in. It's just spitting out queries.
If you just say query, that's what happens.
Okay.
What was the name of the mission that we went on before?
It was Rebel Yell.
Rebel Yell. Terrence, what have you searched for Rebel Yell?
I don't know. This thing just seems spitting out. It's just spitting out keys. It's just spitting out words. So he tries to
hit the
type
other
in.
The report button.
I'm hitting. I'm hitting it. I'm hitting
it. Hit the report. You hit the report, and this comes up. Same thing. It'll say operative numbers. Maybe more operatives.
Just it's just gibberish.
Like, it'll be like addresses at this point, and some of them will be like Canadian addresses. Some of them will be European addresses.
Oh, God.
Everybody
Canadians.
Oh, sanity
But
check.
You will see. Natalia, you will see your exact address. Where were you living? Zimbabwe?
Fuck, I don't know. Where probably.
Yeah, that's what you can.
You'll see your address, and it'll be like operative.
Okay. See, this is the information that I want to try to download so I can like study it later, like roll some. You know what I mean? Is that possible?
Here, take.
Yeah,
take
you
this.
Can try. How are you going to try to do that? You're just going to stick
got
a, in a floppy disk.
I've got a recorder. Take this little Nagra SN miniature recorder.
Is there a pen on the desk? Could we write these down?
Yeah, you can.
That's so low tech.
At least a few of these.
Get the analog. That is genius, Tyler. You are a genius.
Tyler, as you start writing, you see your address.
The fuck? Don't look at that one. Don't look at that one.
You just got doxed by the computer.
This thing knows where I live.
What does it say? Does it say like an operative number by my name?
Mm-hmm. Or... It does.
This is holy shit, guys, is this Delta Green? Is this a Delta Green computer? This has my fucking address in it.
No, there is something unnatural about this computer. It should not function as is. Should the power supply is all wrong.
Listen, we can look at these papers later. We need to get rid of that VHS, wherever it is. He like points up to the camera. He's like, we need to get rid of that tape. We need to get the fuck out of here, guys. The Himbaba could be on our ass any second.
With this, I do agree.
Fine.
We like reach up there and like follow the wire. Does it go like out?
Roll something for it. If you look at it, you could dismantle. You can like obviously pull the wire or something if you want to just like cut it off. But it just goes to a hole in the ceiling, and this is like a vault, so it's like secure, you know, like concrete, and it just goes. There's obviously a hole drilling out of the vault, and it goes into the ceiling somewhere.
Shit.
Would craft mechanic apply here?
For what?
For like disassembling the camera or rendering it non-functional, trying to delete the VHS, like Tyler was saying.
We'd have to find.
You don't have to roll for delete. Like you can just unplug it, you know, or smash it or something if you wanted to. Like,
but the problem is it's been recording us, and we forgot to deal with that.
Yeah, roll. Let me see. Let's see. What would be a good? You want to try to find the VHS or where it's going, basically.
Yeah.
I did just realize that Tyler does have a 40 in computer science as well. Do I also need to roll a sanity check for that? For the computer?
If you want to take a closer look and try to figure something else about it.
How about this? Tyler, he's like, maybe it's hidden in here. He's going to pull the back off the computer. He's going to pull like the panel off and look. He's like,
oh, God.
Let's see what's got you ticking.
It's just gonna be hellebore beetles coming out of it.
Yeah, it's just King Yellow. So I thinking.
World collide.
So, I'm gonna pull it apart. The back.
Like the access, like an access panel. Like look in it.
Natalia, roll something if you want to figure out where this camera's going or something. I would say roll a craft. Okay.
I failed my roll.
You don't know. It's going into the ceiling.
Just smash it, Natalia.
But what?
Natalia what? Shoots the camera.
Brap.
Bing, bing, bing. Close your ears.
It's very loud. Tyler, what you see is... should also roll for Sandy, because it should not be working. But on the inside, there is an encase. There's an encasing of something in copper around these wires. What did you get for Sandy?
I failed.
Failed. So that's one. Let me roll a 1d4.
Mm-hmm.
That's a one.
I'll take it. There's something copper around the wires.
There's wires,
like a copper box.
There's normal wires around it. There are some odd looking, almost like long tubes, you know, like vacuum tubes in there.
Yeah.
But there's also all the wires seem to be coming out of this copper box.
I'm gonna reach out and like, what the hell is this? I assume this is not a usual thing in a computer.
Right. I mean, that's why you're rolling for Sandy.
What the hell is it? It's like it's running everything. Oh, he's going to reach in and try to pull it out?
We should not be fucking with this.
Terrence, we have to know what the fuck's happening here.
No, we don't.
We disagree.
We need to deal with the incursion. We do not need to fuck with things. We need to deal with the incursion and keep ourselves alive. Troops.
It's not a bad point. Too bad I'm already holding this in my lap.
You try to pull it off. You don't pull the box off, but it's an encasing. And you pull off the encasing, and there is a small brain encased in
blue liquid.
Could also roll for Sandy for that.
this is what happens in Delta Green when you start fucking with stuff too much.
All of this?
Another failure.
Yes, you all should.
Another failure.
God.
How much are we taking for failure on this one, Brad?
1d4. Success for...
success for Natalia. I think her face actually... up when she sees the brain, she's like,
"My brain in blue.
This is my shit.
this is my jam.
Natalia, you just take one, and I'll roll a d4 for Joe and three for Jean and Joe.
I had mine. Oh, God.
I'm gonna
This is what I was researching in Mother Russia.
Blue
brains and computers.
Little brains.
Oh my god.
Bionics.
Yeah, so it's like a small... It's obviously not human-sized brain. It's a small brain in a glass of blue liquid, and this is where all these wires are coming to the monitor from.
What the fuck?
Let he who has not hooked up a rat's brain to a computer throw the first stone.
There's nothing good about this computer. It's just
I really don't like how you had that adage like locked and loaded. That's
Listen, we're in a bank, we're in a vault, we're in a vulnerable position. Can we just agree to destroy this and move on to the next dead end, please? For the love of God, I cannot find another brain in a computer today.
I'm with Terry on this.
Or my
Natalia,
mother on the screen.
Weird. Right.
Does this not intrigue you? This could be a vital clue.
Let's look at this little folio of files, of documents, this little notepad.
Natalia, you've been eager to shoot everything with your SMG.
Just please shoot this goddamn computer. Shoot this brain.
Oh, just give me one moment. I will shoot the brain. Okay.
I'm going to go upstairs and see if I can find this VHS player real quick. Yeah.
Terrence goes and like looks at the rest of the fucking room and tries to follow the VHS and just dismantles it, like breaks it apart as a comfort soothing mechanism.
Right.
I mean, you don't see a VHS, it's just a camera.
The camera. He just goes up to the camera and starts to dismantle the lens.
Tyler's going to go out, he's going to go try to go back upstairs and see if he can maybe find the VHS somewhere.
Like, roll a science, Natalia, if you want to study this brain more, and you roll a craft, Tyler, if you want to try to find...
I don't really have a craft.
What would be relevant to just like tracking down these?
Could
wires?
I roll another computer science, maybe?
Yeah. Or search.
Would you say
this? You're kind of, if you go outside of the vault, Tyler, it's just tile ceilings, so you can push them up, and you can kind of trace it going to something on the roof.
It's on the roof, guys. Jesus Christ.
Now let's go back to Natalia. What exactly are you looking at?
Would you say that physics or chemistry is more applicable?
Probably chemistry. If you're trying to, it's more of like an organic type situation. You know, I'm guessing you're trying to figure out what kind of brain is this, or what is it housed in?
Okay.
Medicine.
Oh man, that sucks ass. 53 over 50. I was really stoked for that.
You push it.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm going to push it.
Oh, no. That is devious.
It's
the wrong time to push.
Okay, remind me of push mechanics. I have to spend a willpower point.
You have to roll a d4 and then burn that much willpower. And then if it fails, basically no matter what, it's a critical fail is the way we've done it. You know, that
holy shit. At 4 willpower. That hurts.
So you're giving Brad permission to have the brain suddenly becomes the Himbaba, and it reaches out and pulls out your trachea.
Absolutely.
You're really looking at this brain and this liquid. Like, where have you seen this before? You're thinking back to your just like college, like biology, something in chemistry. Like, what is this housed in? Whole another science, chemistry.
All right, I'm about to crit. Watch this.
It's gonna be so good. God damn it. 95.
Oh god. So
95 over 50.
You're looking at this. Sucks. You're looking at this brain, and you're just like, in this jar, you're just staring at it, looking at, and you just see it go twitch.
Oh god.
And it cracks in your hand. The whole thing. The brain just like goes on the floor, and this blue liquid goes everywhere and evaporates instantaneously. Not the brain, but the liquid does. Computer shuts off. And I'm going to have to give you a D6. You fail sanity automatically. That's a 3.
It's hard to argue with.
It's hard to argue with.
Okay. Oh, okay, God. Natalia is getting, she's getting shook.
A little funny.
The brain kind of twitches again on the ground and then is motionless.
Terrence is like fucking with the camera in the corner, and he sees this brain on the ground, and he just walks over and stomps on it. It's like, God damn it! I take it it's not like a human-sized brain. It's like something tiny
Fits
in a computer.
It's like could fit in your hand.
He fucking stomps it with his big old leather boot.
Matter goes everywhere. Whoosh.
God damn it, we should not be playing with the shit.
And Natalia just stares at you open mouth, like maybe her cigarette falls out of her mouth. And in her mind, you just stomped on her ex-lover's brain. I could go into why she thinks that, but I'm not. That's what she thinks you just did.
I see the way you're looking at me, but listen, Natalia, you're missing half of your ass right now because of your curiosity. And you know what they say about curiosity and asses? They get shot off. Okay?
Oh, that's what they say.
We do not have this saying.
It's
in
a real saying. Now let's get upstairs.
As you say that, Terrence, roll a biology with advantage.
Biology, biology, biology.
Do you have biology?
What was biology?
Or a science? A science?
Science
should be under science. Just roll science if you don't have biology specifically.
Fine.
Advantage.
40. Yes, math.
That's a failure.
But it was 62. With a plus 40.
Oh,
plus 40.
Still fail. So
oh,
60.
You have no science.
Yeah.
No, with a plus 40, that would
with
be
a plus 40.
80. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
As you say, curiosity kills the cat.
The ass.
It's a cat brain. It's a cat brain.
It's an ass brain.
It's an ass brain. It's a cat brain.
Oh, God. I don't even know. I don't like cats.
Well, Terrence can't be on the team anymore.
Why would you, in such an experiment, use the brain of a cat? They are classically
narcissistic,
stubborn creatures. They're not receptive to training.
They don't seem good to put into computers. Let's get upstairs and let's get out of here right now. This
Why
is getting weird.
Kids.
Imagine wherever Tyler is. Tyler is like has found like a roof access, or is like or is trying to find a roof mm-hmm. access to get to the roof to like find wherever this camera is, you know, so he can take this VHS out and
you,
we can leave.
This would also be strange, given the present day, but it just goes to a small satellite,
like a dish.
Yeah.
I mean, dishes would be fucking high tech in 84. Yeah. Like he's like, oh fuck, oh fuck, and he just like grabs the dish and just like shakes it, just like god damn it. And he will, like,
doesn't even know what it is.
No, he knows what it is. He has computer science. He has 40 in computer science. He knows that this means that this signal is probably just beaming directly somewhere else. He's like, fuck. And he just like, but he also knows that if you just turn the satellite dish, it won't be able to connect wherever it's supposed to be connecting. So he's just going to like point it down at the ground or whatever, or pull the cable out. And he just angrily down the ladder or whatever. Shit. Guys, we are fucked. They know what we look like. This isn't recorded. It's beamed into outer space. Which is really cool in this time still.
Outer space, you say?
Yeah.
Impressive.
Okay.
No. We gotta get out of here, guys.
Let's get the fuck
out
of here.
There might be people on the way right now. We have to go.
Let's
get
out
the car.
Now.
Let's look at these papers later.
Go. Go. Go, go, and he like pushes them on the back. Just
yes, we are going to the. We are getting out the building.
Get out of here.
Going to the car. Oh, by the way, John, what kind of car is this?
Oh, it is a
Oldsmobile.
Isn't it a Cutlass?
Sun faded Oldsmobile Cutlass.
This is a 2-door car.
Yeah, but
so I was imagining. I was reimagining. When we were running before and we're like imagining like trying to get Natalia in the back seat of a 2-door car with a shotgun hole in her ass, like sitting the seat up and like doing that awkward thing you have to do to get into the back seat.
Y'all spent about like an hour and a half here, so it's 11:30 a.m. But yeah, you just destroyed this place. You've shot bullet holes everywhere, destroyed the camera. Killed a cat brain, destroyed this computer, whatever it was.
This quote-unquote computer.
Yeah. And you get out of there.
Oh my god, like when we get in the car and if we get on the road and down the road a bit and if it looks like, you know, one coming imminently at us, Tyler's gonna pull those papers out and start looking at them. We only have so many leads, and this was definitely one of them, and it did not answer a lot of questions.
Hell no.
It right. raised a lot of questions.
So, it's a thick ledger, like I said, but as you go through it, it's part diary, part just bank information. And it would take, it's going to take some time to look through it, but the first main kind of entry you find that has any relevance, this, and I'll post it in chat.
I have a, wait, what is this?
Can I write, can I read it out?
Yep.
I need to write this for my own sanity. It will not matter, but I still must. December 14, 1961. I had the dream again. The corridor of selves. All of them me at different ages, in different clothes. Some staring, some screaming. One of them turned to me and whispered, "We don't die, we divide." That was the day before Yuko came into the bank for the first time. Said he needed help opening a shell company for some experimental R&D materials. The paperwork didn't matter. What mattered was the way he already knew my answers before I gave them.
Oh.
What the fuck, Brad?
Oh.
Alright, it sounds like... It sounds like... I'm assuming this is Grayson... writing this, Henry Grayson. Yuko came to Grayson and he started having dreams. This is from 1961. This is a long time.
61. Also, this is the second time we've heard of Yuko. What do we know about Yuko?
And Colton Thorpe mentioned Yuko after we gave him the remember pill.
I have the beginning of a theory.
Please.
A belief that if anyone mentioned in the files in the biocomputer were agents in Rebel Yell, and possibly Rebel Yell was an experimental trial of these R&D materials.
I mean, hell, the experimental R&D materials might have been that fucking brain in that computer back there. I mean, I've never seen anything like that. Like,
I believe they are the peels.
But guys, that computer had our information in it. It had my information. It had
yours. Didn't have mine.
I don't know. This is... We need to call Odin. And we need to tell him we ran into pretty significant tracking of us as Delta Green agents. This is very, very bad.
What the hell is Odin gonna do for us, Tyler?
I don't know.
He's a bumbling idiot.
What? Listen, I know traditionally we default to hating our handlers.
No, like, it's not about hate. It's about general competence. He's an idiot. He knows how to get us guns. And he seems to have this weird, unknown memory of a different operation that we were not on. He is delusional. Let's just check our reality here. Tyler, what do we need to do to survive? What do you need to do?
So there's a ton of entries in this... And it'll just take some time to go through it. If you want
the first one.
So there's more in here. Okay. Yeah, there's more.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
A lot more.
I'd say burn the whole fucking book, Tyler. I'd say burn the book.
Not till we get more leads.
So, just...
By the way, Terrence is going to be the only one who lives in this. The way he's going. Like, he's the one who lives.
Just to recap, so... Yeah, you don't have a lot of leads. You had this journal/ledger. Odin did say he was going to try to get like a doctor, some underground doctor for y'all to go to for Natalia at some point today.
With a shot up ass and brain.
Let's just
the only him. Other thing you have is maybe of Baylor University if you want to go to Gil's office or something like that.
Let's just page Odin. Hopefully he tells us that he has somewhere for us to tie his ass patched up.
God damn it,
Tyler. And then maybe...
It's almost patch noon, my ass up.
But it's almost noon, and if we have time, then maybe we can go to Baylor. But let's just page Odin. See what we can do.
You're gonna regret this, Tyler. Like...
What do you think we should do, Terrence?
Nothing. Do as little as possible is what I've learned.
But what about my ass?
Fix your ass. It used to be beautiful, I can tell.
You should have seen it before.
You really should have. This tragedy.
We find a payphone.
Her ass is bleeding all over your cutlass.
Damn it, car.
We find a payphone, we page Odin.
He says, report. What do you got for me?
Hey, you're on speakerphone. I know that's not super common in this time, but that's what we're going to go with.
Stupid joke.
Everybody's ears to the...
Yeah, we're all crowded around. We're all in a phone booth, like with our ears up to the thing.
How's Natalia's ass? I know it wasn't doing too great. I'm not worried about Natalia as a whole. She seems kind of like an asshole, but her ass.
Yes, objectivity of women. We like this in the 80s, do we not?
Yeah, it's very popular. We were kind of hoping you might be able to tell us what, like, somewhere to go to get it fixed, maybe?
I do have a doctor lined up, kind of around the same neighborhood. He gives you a dress.
Excellent.
Go there, maybe he can help. Pull out some shrap metal or something. Whatever she's got going on.
So, there is something else that I think you should know. And he's looking at the other ones like,
God,
we tell him? Like,
damn it. Tyler, like, no. He just like, no, no.
Okay. All right. Well, we are looking for leads. You guys got anything for the big man?
God damn it, give me that.
You haven't found anything? I mean, what is this thing that's been destroying Waco? Alright, is this a group we're dealing with? We should have more going on by now. It's been a whole day. A whole police station's gone shot the shit. I'm assuming y'all did that, or some group y'all came in contact with.
It was one man. One giant man.
An incursion or a man?
Maybe both. It's something called and he's again looking at these guys.
No,
like,
don't you do it. Tut. Like swat. He's about to swat him on the head like a cat. Like a whop, 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 whop.
It's related to the incursion. It was not us. We think it's hunting us, perhaps. Or it's at least been places we've been.
Damn it. And Terrence is just, like, rubbing his forehead.
Yeah, and at this point, Natalia is looking at Terrence suspiciously,
this
like...
fucking guy.
Yeah, he's like, okay, we're gonna go to that address, Odin. Do you have anything else for us?
Someone else might be privy to whatever Bolton had or got. I don't know.
Oh, the truck was gone, by the way.
God
there.
Damn it.
No, but...
The truck.
But here's the thing. It was gone, but the keys were not gone. So whoever got it...
This entity didn't take it? Or whoever this group is or this thing?
I don't know. They killed the guy. They killed all the police at the impound lot. And the truck was gone. But again, I don't know. They drove it away. It was just gone.
This is sounding pretty serious,
fellas. God damn it, Tyler.
We need
give me
to
that
get
phone.
We need
Tyler.
To cut off any loose ends it sounds like to me, whatever this person is, you need to end him.
Odin.
He's gotten... it's gotten... Who's that?
It's Terrence. You need to tell us about Rebel Yell right now.
I concur.
Shut up, Tyler.
Roll. Persuasion.
Human.
Persuasion. Don't you mean human?
Is human the same thing as persuasion?
No, it's
human's
no,
like
not at all. No.
Do you have persuasion?
That's a fail.
Yeah, persuade.
Can I? I'm gonna push that. I'm gonna push that.
Ooh. Yeah.
He's gonna burn 2 willpower. He's sitting at 4 willpower.
Ooh.
And he's gonna re-roll that persuade.
Mm.
Isn't your persuade 20?
And he gets a success!
Holy shit.
Oh, 9 under 20!
Nice. You tell us right now! We are sick of running around smashing cat brains. You need to tell us what the hell Rebel Yell is. It's okay, he doesn't know what that means.
Is this idiom?
I think it's a Midwest thing.
I'm going to tell you what I know. Like I said, I wasn't the handler for this mission. At first, I thought you were testing me. But it was very concerning that y'all don't know what happened on Rebel Yell's scene is how y'all were part of it. He'll, like, pause. We don't know who. But this group that Colton Thorpe's a part of, Gil was also a part of. Our mission, your mission, to snatch him up at his house, find out what he knows, and end him. It was a complete success. Outside of another group y'all came in contact with, which y'all dealt with very thoroughly. Now, why the hell am I telling you what mission you went on?
He just puts the phone down.
Click.
I don't remember any of
it. Just,
it everybody just... roll a sanity check for helplessness.
Is... Fuck.
What? What? Who is Gil?
Gil.
Oh, fuck. It's how you just fumbled.
That would be automatic max loss.
Yeah, that was a failure.
Tyler takes 1 sanity. Natalia takes 4, and I'll roll for Terrence.
Oh, shit, man. Natalia just passed her breaking point.
Okay. Terrence, you take 2.
Got it.
Either deflect.
No, that's fine.
Is everybody set on their sanity check before we go into this breaking point situation?
I'm good.
Yeah, good.
All right, Joe, help me out. What are the rules with this?
All right. 1d6 and between 1 and 3.
Crosses a breaking point. Let me pull this up real quick. I do not have my hard copy in front of me.
It's either a fight and flight or...
Well, that's for temporary sanity, which is not the same as crossing a threshold.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Before we dig into this, so my sanity points are exactly at my breaking point.
Oh, then you
is it a meets it beats it situation?
No, then you're fine.
Okay.
You're fine for right now.
So I have. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
What do we do if we go past that, Joe? Just for future reference.
If you lose 5 or more, when you hit your, no, you're right, John. When you hit your breaking point, you pick up a disorder, and I believe you have a temporary. Is that right?
No, never mind. You just you pick up a disorder is what happens. So when she next time she breaks, she's going to reset her new breaking point, and then we'll pick up a disorder. So that's what's gonna
happen. Nothing for now.
She's currently fine.
Okay. But Terrence pretty much clicked the phone down and he looks at them
like
both.
Hung up?
He clicked on Odin and he looked at both of them. He just stares with this deep, deep... He's still got his sunglasses on. It's, what, 12 in the middle of the day. He just looks at them and says...
You don't have to look far because we're all in the same phone booth.
This is a problem. He looks out over the desert. This is a problem.
I don't remember having...
Tyler.
He's saying we killed Gil. He's saying Tyler. We killed a whole team?
Tyler, pro tip. Don't go ahead and tell the handler everything about what we discovered, because that's how you get yourself on the kill list real quick.
Oh, maybe you're right.
Natalia.
What do we do?
Natalia, pro tip. Don't go digging around computers. That's how you get yourself going crazy real quick.
Natalia kind of like crooks an eyebrow and she's like, and who decided that you were the pro?
How many people have been a part of your team, Natalia? How many people have you killed so far? That's what makes me
well, do
the
you
leader
in
on
my
this
lifetime
team.
Or in my employment at Delta Green?
Either way, how many people have you kept alive, Natalia?
I'm confused if that is a good thing or a bad thing.
It's bad. Killing people seems to be bad, Natalia.
I simply have to disagree.
Look,
either
guys,
way.
First and foremost, can we get out of this phone booth?
It's very close. It's very uncomfortable.
Very cozy. Second of all, listen. We have apparently met Gil. Apparently, we're the ones who killed him. We need to go. Which leads me to believe that we might have actually have been to Baylor previously. Or at least to his house. Odin said we abducted Gil from his home. And
Jesus.
Handled him, cleaned him. He told us last time he was dead. Now he's telling us we did it. We need to retrace our steps.
Listen,
are you suggesting that we return to the scene of the crime?
Kinda.
Or
I don't know if there's a better idea.
Okay, I'm on board.
Or we have 3 remember pills.
I already
and 4
one.
Forget.
I
it seems
one, man.
It seems like Odin remembers a lot more than we do.
Are we about to do this? Are you two about to do what I did already? Because if we do, we need to get some really chill music first. We gotta get you in the right
setting.
Yes. It does right. A good trip.
Like
Terrence does bring up a good point.
Like
we could go on a vision quest.
I don't know. But do you guys want to do this? We can do it in the car.
I feel like we don't have a lot of leads, and it feels like everybody around us knows a lot more than we do. And this is a position of power that we do not own.
I'm gonna warn you, Terry, like, I took the pill. I remembered some stuff, but can't really make any sense of it. Maybe you'll get something different?
Well, you gotta come
with
us.
What if we do it together this time?
Yeah.
All 3 of us together.
Maybe it was because you were by yourself, Tyler.
Right, you gotta do it with people around, with others. That's the real experience.
Exactly.
Are we about to do this in the parking lot of a gas station in the outskirts of Waco? Is this about to happen?
Can we go
to the wilderness?
We park in the shade at least. Like, the last thing we need is for it to be a sweat lodge too. Like, it's just a lot at once.
Yes. This is the way.
Natalia?
Let us go out to the wilderness. No, just we're... somewhere remote, not a gas station.
All right. We.
But then, yes, let us.
We go out, we find one of those still boards that's like basically in the middle of the desert, and we just park in the shade of the billboard.
Where one of the fucking panes is falling over, and it's got right. a welcome to Waco desert side.
You kind of drive closer to town. You go out here. I'm going to say it's around 1 o'clock at this point because you were, you know, kind of closer to Fort Worth. 1 p.m. Scalding hot. Drive your car up to this remote location. You have 3 pills left.
Okay. Do you usually say something first or do you just kind of go for it?
Down the hatch, motherfucker.
Down the hatch, motherfucker. And Tyler's gonna
do it.
Tyler looks at Natalia and is like, do we let him go alone? He's already taken his.
Natalia flicks her cigarette away and she's like, jeez, Tyler. Takes hers.
And he takes his and he
takes another one.
Yeah. I take two.
He takes a forget and a remember.
All at once.
Oh god.
No.
So we have all taken a remember pill.
Yeah.
And you're looking out over Waco. Like see the like heat coming off the horizon.
Mirage, yeah.
Mirage. It slowly starts to fade away. And that's where we'll leave it for
alright.
Insane.
Why do I feel a bad idea, but I'm glad we did it anyway?
I think it's a fantastic idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is the only way to go. Very nice.
Man. Alright, Brad. Man, good job keeping us constantly guessing. I am so...
No idea what we're doing.
Like, my mind is running wild. Like, with what it's possibly be. I'm starting to wonder.
There's always that moment in an art dream publishing scenario when you don't know what the fuck is going on and you feel powerless and you really, really nailed that.
You've really...
There's no answer. There's no... thread we can pick at.
But you know, like,
of course, well, you, the universe is a strong one, but
you go there and you've only cracked this journal,
right? We can get Natalia's ass fixed,
fix her ass.
We do have the Baylor Gil stuff. We can figure out where Gil lived. Like, there are options here. I'm just really eager to see what this vision quest is that we're about to go
same
on together.
Collaborative,
looking forward to it. Quest.
But I'm not kidding. Like the desperation of it. Like, that's something that you get from Delta Green that I don't know if you get in a lot of other games. You know, it's kind of purposely built that way.
Yeah.
Looking
forward to the next sesh.
Absolutely.
We got a whole bunch of sanity lost from fucking with that computer, didn't we?
So much.
So like helplessness adaptation times at least one.
Oh yeah.
Natalia's
about to crack.
Yeah, remember to check off that helplessness if anyone failed that.
I think I got 2 of them.
So, real quick before we go, I do want to thank, I think at least 1 or 2 of these I might have already mentioned, but I'm going to do all 3 of these just in case I forgot. Thanks, Old Man Crow, Michael Labrow, and Case for joining us over on over on Patreon. We really appreciate it. You keep us running. But besides that, listen, if you have, I'm actually curious at what your theories would be. Like, if you're listening and you're kind of, if you've got a good theory, if you've pinned already what you think Brad is fucking doing, and if you went, like, go over to, like, Reddit and write it down. I'm not going to look at them, but just to say, I was right.
Yeah.
I looked right through his stupid, convoluted ass story. He's not.
Be careful at this point, because after this one, a lot of people that have delved into more stuff could actually figure out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Can we publish the outro for this music, the recommended outro? Is that going to be legit, or is that a little bit...
Yeah, do you have an outro song for this?
Okay.
For this one specifically?
You have one.
I was kind of doing it after each, let's see.
At each session, each recording
session. Can you sing a refrain of it?
Sure, let's go with...
Don't you
Only Time Will Tell by Asia.
Okay.
Only Time Will Tell.
Only Time Will Tell by who?
Asia, the band Asia. I will put a thing.
I don't actually know if I know that one.
Yeah, I feel like you need to sing
everyone listening, everyone watching, if you're watching live, stay tuned. We are going to take a break, and then we're going to be back. But if you are listening, watching later, thank you for joining so much. Give us your theories again. If you can see if you can prove that Brad isn't nearly as clever as he thinks he is.
What ep is this?
I don't remember what ep this is. Just now. But everyone listening and watching, thank you very much. We will join you next time. Brad, you want to take us out?
Stay safe and stay sane. Later.
Bye.